Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting
more.
If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, world? What's up, world?
What it do? It is your boy Townhold DeCuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay.
And I am the Black Power Ranger, also known as Christopher with a K, K-R-I-S, Aitman, A-T-E-M-A-N. Check me out on Facebook.
That's right. And we in here live and direct.
Very live and direct. Feeling good.
All day. Glad I could be in here, man, you know.
Man. Me glad, too.
Glad I could be a part of this. Part of
man.
This.
Bigger than ourselves right here, man. It's bigger than ourselves. We out here, though. We putting in this work for our people. And don't think it stop at this radio show, man. It's every day. Every day we over here hustling for black power, doing whatever we can do to make this movement work, man. You know what I mean? We are one. So just know that this radio station is just an extension of everything else we do.
That's true. It's an accurate, man.
Man, how you been, Cuzzo? Cuzzo Crown Holder?
I've been okay. Just busy, staying active as I can.
Yeah, man, I've been busy too, man. Definitely. Couple of little new projects I've been working on. Got this T-shirt, Black Power Forever T-shirts. You know what I mean? As everybody know the books, you know. I'm partnering with one of my partners, business partners. He has a clothing line called UDA, United Descendants of Africa. We trying to get that off the ground.
Oh, okay.
We're just planning, you know.
Slight stuff. Good positive moves, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. What you been up to, though?
Man, I ain't been doing that much, you know. I'm just really trying to focus on this music right now. Really.
Man, that's dope. I'm waiting for it, man. And if y'all didn't know, that intro song for the radio show, that's all him, man. So, you know, he a very talented artist, man. Got something to say. You know what I mean? We looking for that Grammy nomination soon. You know what I mean?
Sure, we trying to make marks.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got a great show in store for you guys today. Today's topic of discussion is going to be about what's holding us back as a people. So, you know, it's going to be a great show today. Everybody listening, we appreciate you calling that. Appreciate you listening, getting your voice across.
And we got a guest speaker, too. We got guest speaker Tino Blaine King. You know what I mean? That's his name on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, we got some good things going down today.
Early. Yeah. We got to start this week off right, man. Tune in every Sunday, man. You need this radio station on Sunday just so you know your week going to go by good. You got a liberation on Sunday. Get personally liberated. Get some knowledge in your head, you know. And, you know, get a chance to call in, speak your mind. You know, it's a good way to start off the Sunday, man. Sunday is the beginning of the week, so we got to start it off right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I guess I'm going to start it off with the news today.
All right.
Let's see what we got. See what I can think about, something that's critical to what we got ahead. Let me see. You know, I took some notes of some things important. Florida man was shot dead by police. In the Broward area, 56-year-old Gregory Fraser, was shot dead while eating chicken wings when the police approached. Basically, more detailed information what happened was he had got into an argument with his niece, and someone had called the law enforcement. Law enforcement came by the time that they arrived. The argument had deceased, and he was outside, you know, sitting down, eating his chicken. Police walked up. Sir, put your hands up. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Sir, put your hands up. He said, no, leave me alone. The next thing you know, boom, police shot the man.
Wow. Man, I don't know, man. I'm just getting tired of hearing the same story. How long are we going to hear about our people getting killed, man, by these police, man? Like, you know, I'm down to do something, but, you know what I mean, just the Black Power Rangers out there by itself ain't gonna solve too much, man. We need to, like, really start letting our voices be heard and really start demonstrating, man. Like, I just feel like, man, something got to give. We got to understand, man. We got to start taking control of our community. And if we don't have no control over our community, we need to create a new community that we can have control over, period, because these police ain't here to protect us. They're here to kill us, you know, so... You know, I'm just tired of hearing it, you know, and, you know, I mean, I know other people tired of hearing it too, and it's just repeatedly going on and on and on and on. You know, and these police officers are being justified by it, you know, they get support by it, but, you know, I feel like, you know what I mean, the Black Lives Matter movement, as far as all that marching and shit, that shit ain't doing shit because nothing has been done. The shit that they are marching for is still going on, so the results are not positive results, you know? We're not getting no results, you know? Like I said before, man, take them guns away from the police and then we can see how many people they're going to shoot, man. Take them guns away from them cowards. You know what I mean? We can fight for that. You know what I mean? We pay them police. Taxpayers pay them police. So, you know, we just got to understand that and understand we have the power. The power is in the people.
That's true. A lot of people don't understand, but the police, you know, they just really are supposed to be the mediators, you know, but they basically take the law into their own hands.
Yeah.
They really be abusing it. So, you know, it's just foul play. It's a lot of foul play going on around us, people.
And let's stop calling the police, man. I'm tired of even calling them. We need to call them slave catchers because that's all they is.
Slave.
Even the black ones, they slave catchers. Real talk.
They ain't even going to play with them. They ain't even going to play with them, man. Slave catchers. I like that.
I'm for now on, if I see a police, I'm like, how you doing, slave catchers? Real talk. I ain't scared, you know? You know what I mean? People will have to calm me down because, you know, I'm outspoken about this movement, you know? And, you know, but at the same time, man, somebody got to say it. You know what I mean? If I don't say it, who going to say it? If I don't stand up for the people, who going to stand up for the people, you know? And that's how everybody should feel in this Black liberation movement. If you ain't going to do nothing, nobody going to do it. Whatever idea you got to do, do it. Don't wait on nobody to do it because the answer is going to bring everything you need to you. So just get the idea, plan the idea, and then market that idea and watch that idea going to come to play.
That's true. That's true. That's all truth, man. We just got to understand that, and we got to take it into our own advantages and disadvantage. We got to understand. I mean, it's just basically about being aware. That's all it's about. I mean, a person can only do so much to you, you know, if you're aware of what's going on.
Right.
But aware, they're not conscious of what's going on, and they really don't care. Most people really don't care. You know, not most, but it's a lot of people who really don't care about.
No, you was right. You was right. You was right the first time. Most people really don't care. You was right, man. For real. Don't sugarcoat it. Most people really don't care, and that's the problem.
They really don't care, man. They don't give a fuck about the next motherfucker. They don't really care about the neighbors. They don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Feel me? So, you know, we got to open our own people's eyes. You know, we got to bring each other out the mud, man. We got to help each other get opportunities that we need to move ahead. And the education, you know, that we need to learn better. Because other than that, we just stuck. We always going to be stuck, man. A lot of people don't understand that, man. People just really for self. I know you got to know thyself, but damn, you know yourself and look out for your others.
Right. Yeah, man, we just got to get it together. I got one word for you. And our guest speaker going to come explain that word even more. Communalism. You know what I mean? Remember that word, communalism. Hope I'm saying it right, but y'all get it.
Communalism.
Communalism. Community with ism in it.
Okay.
So we gotta come together, man. We gotta really come together, and we gotta fuck with each other just off the strength of being black. You black, I fuck with you. Black, you on the same thing I'm on. We can deal with each other. You know what I mean? We gotta start coming together, merging our resources together, because you know what I mean. As long as we stay separated, we gonna be separated. You know, and it's just time for us to come together as being black, melanated people. United descendants of Africa. We got to create the exact opposite of the USA. Because these states ain't united. Yeah, white USA united. You know what I mean? But it's time to create our own.
That's true. We got to create our own. That's the only way. The only way to have a nation. Also in the news, Brandon Marshall loses an endorsement deal due to him not standing during the Star Spangled Banner anthem. And also in sports,
40%
tennis owner. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute, though.
Yeah, I got some jewels drop on them for that. I don't have the official lyrics, but on your spare time, we know our listeners love to research and gather information. So on your spare time, look up the third verse to the Star Spangled Banner. And once you, that's the verse that's omitted it from the sports world. You know what I mean? They just sing the first verse and then they end it. But it actually has three verses to that song. That song was written in like 1814, which was a time during slavery. And slavery is mentioned in that song pretty much. They say in the lyrics, you know what I mean? You know, keep the slaves enslaved in the lyrics of the song. So look up that third verse and understand why we shouldn't be putting our hand over heart or even taking a fucking knee. You know what I mean? Taking a knee, I guess, you know, it's a compromise. You know, I can't get mad at anybody for taking no knee. That's what you want to do. Me personally, I feel like that's doing more work. Me personally, I wouldn't be on the field when they doing it. I sit down, sit on my ass. Fuck this country. Fuck Star Spangled Banner. Fuck all that, you know? This country ain't do shit for me, man. And I'm going to just say that right now. You know, it ain't do shit for me. Respect to the black veterans. You know what I mean? Respect to the white ones, too, I guess, you know? But at the same time, y'all ain't fighting for me. Y'all ain't doing shit for me because I ain't liberated in this country. I'm a prisoner of war, just like my ancestors was, you know? So, fuck that Star Spangled Banner. And fuck the flag. Fuck the red, white, and blue, and all the 50 states. Fuck all that shit, you know? It's red, black, and green all day, Marcus Garvey. Or, you know what I mean, if you down with Ethiopia, red, black, green, and yellow. You know what I mean? But we only about Africa over here, man, and our people.
That's true. That's 100% true. I don't give a fuck about the Star Spangled Banner myself personally.
Yeah.
I'm not going to side with the enemy.
Right.
Fuck saying that shit if it ain't about that. You know, I love all people, but if you ain't on some positivity, you got to go straight like
mm-hmm.
that. So we gonna have peace as a man. We can't keep satisfying other individuals' negative agendas just because we positive people. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, "Oh man, you know, hate, love, love." But I feel like this: I could love you and hate you. But I ain't got to show you I hate you, because then that's the sin right there. That's the act of it right there. I'm committed.
Hmm.
I can go deep down inside. Oh, I don't fuck with this motherfucker. But as long as I don't display that, I'm still sharing and caring individual. I mean, that's all that matters. Everybody got their own opinions at the end of the day. You know?
Yeah.
So know, basically we got to display the love. Hold the hate, display the love. We really got to understand that too, you know what I'm saying? It's not just about, oh, I'm going to hate you, or I'm going to love you.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing on that topic you expressing on hate and love, in order to love, you have to hate. You know what I mean? It's not one without the other, because if you love something, you should hate the opposite. You know what I mean? If you love peace, you should hate chaos. If you love life, you should hate death. You know what I mean? So if you love something, you got to hate the opposite just as much as you love what you love. You know what I mean? I love black people. You know what I mean? I love black liberation. So I hate oppression. I hate white supremacy. I hate a white supremacist. I hate an Uncle Tom, or excuse me, a Sambo who, you know what I mean, feels like they're against me. I hate an envious black person who wants to kill me because they see me trying to do something for my people. I hate that. You know, so, you know what I mean? When I hate with love, because what I love is greater than what I hate. Way greater. I love my family. I love my black people. You know what I mean? Not necessarily saying I hate all white people, but I can give a fuck about them. You know what I mean? If I seen a white person, actually I had a conversation with somebody. If I seen a white person right now walking down the street, dying and need the CPR, I would walk past him. He was like, man, that's inhumane. No, it's not my duty to save anybody's life as a human. It's not my duty to save your life. That's a choice.
I understand.
That's a choice. So, I ain't gonna get too deep into it, but just like you see in an android, a half human, half robot dying. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. You know, if it ain't my people, the people I'm trying to liberate, I really don't care. Now, if it's a black person, yeah, I give them CPR. White person, I can care less. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't hate them. I don't love them. I can care less about them. I don't pay attention to them unless they come to me talking friendly or whatever. You know what I mean? But besides that, you know, I can care less about them at all. And that's just the truth. Black power all day over here.
100%. I'm with you 100% on that, man. They don't give a fuck about us. Why should we give a fuck about them?
Man, they scared of us. They scared of us. They don't support us. They see a black man out there selling shit. They don't even want to make eye contact with him. They don't want to support him trying to do something positive, because he could have a gun trying to rob your ass.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He could be trying to jack you, but he's trying to make an honest and productive living, and you can't even support him being white, knowing that you capitalized off our ancestors. Maybe not you directly, but you're a descendant of those who capitalized. So by you being a descendant of that, you face the direct consequences. Just like we face the direct effects of being descendants of imprisoned Africans. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say slaves, because they were prisoners of war at the end of the day. So, you know, we descendants of those who were tortured, mutilated, raped, sodomized, all that shit. So we got to face them consequences. We got to face y'all too. Look what y'all ancestors did. Fuck that. I ain't sugarcoating shit. I ain't got amnesia. I'm not forgetting about slavery. You know what I mean? That shit happened. That shit real. And that shit still going on. Just in a different fashion. So, you know what I mean? It's time to open up our eyes and understand that you are still slaves. You know what I mean? I'm a runaway slave right now. You know, but I'm still a slave. I'm out. I got a ransom over my head, you know. The slave catchers are looking for me. Understand that. But we need to come on this underground railroad and really build something and really come together and show them what it means to be black and beautiful. Show them what black love means. Show them what black peace means. And more importantly, show them what black unity means. Black power all day.
Show them that we mean business. You got to show them how serious we is. And that goes for every individual. I mean, every individual, we got to step up. That's the only way we're going to get further, because those who going hard, we got to go harder. Because if we open up our rest of our people's eyes, it's just going to keep being the same shit. We need numbers, the strength of numbers. Just like you was talking a while ago, big bro, you know what I'm saying? We don't need everybody, but we need a very percentage of them people.
Exactly. You don't need everybody. Everybody ain't cut for this. Everybody ain't no warrior. Everybody ain't no worker. Everybody ain't going to be dedicated to this movement. But those of you who are, those of you who know that this system is unjust and we need to not change this system, because this shit is unchangeable. They're going to kill each other off. America is not going to last another 15 years. And I'm just letting y'all know that. You know, like I said, I'm a prophet for this nation. I'm letting y'all know America is not going to last another 15 years. The corrupt and evil shit they're doing to other countries and little shiesty, deceptive shit they're doing to other countries, they're not going to last too long. So it's time for us to migrate ourselves out of this country and start our own nation. But it starts where we're at. It starts at home, unified, so we can come up with this plan to leave this country and start over in Africa. You know what I mean? Period. You know what I mean? It might sound bold. It might sound too direct. People might say I'm crazy. But, yes, we need to start over in Africa and start from there. Like, really. But we need to unify here. And we need to get our resources together and get a plan so we can go over there and be successful in what we do. Don't forget about Garvey, man. Y'all remember everybody else. But don't forget about Garvey. He had the plan, and he still got the plan. Everything he says in that book is still relevant today. So do not forget about Garvey.
That's true. We can't forget about Garvey or any of our, you know, forefathers who laid the movement, their direction.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We lead in another direction of the movement further. Also in the news, the 49ers owner says he's going to donate $1 million to race, excuse me, inequality and racism. So, I don't even
know. That's a question.
Yeah.
Who collects this money and where does it go to? You know what I mean? Oh, man. I'm about to donate $100 billion to race. You know what I mean? Where's this nonprofit organization? What do they do? What are they going to do with this money that you're about to donate? What is being done? That's my question. Everybody want to donate money to these causes, but what are these causes doing for our people directly? I'm tired of these causes, and I don't see no effect. I see causes, but no effects. You know what I mean? I see Black Lives Matter. I see their cause, but I don't see the effect because the effects are still the same. So I feel like, man, if you donate to a cause, see what they about. You know what I mean? See what they for. Are they for you? Is it going to directly benefit you and your people at the end of the day? Because it's a lot of causes out there, and the ones that's unnoticed and unknown are the real causes. The ones that's all out there and in the public and everybody know about it, they're not the real causes. Trust me, they're not, because we're still in the same state, period. So, you know what I mean? Just be careful about what you hear about all these so-called people want to donate to this cause and that cause. What are these causes affecting? What is the effects of these causes? What are the results are these causes bringing in? Like, that's the question.
And I agree. I agree 100%. I mean, yeah, you're telling me that you're about to donate X amount of, you know what I'm saying, funds to help a cause, but what is that money really going towards?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, is it really going towards the benefit of the people being oppressed or the victims, or is it going to the people that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, got to really look into that? And how can you, what can you do besides at least basically help more people become aware of this shit? So really, what else can you do besides that?
Right, exactly. And then it's like, people are already aware. If you're not aware about what's going on in Black America and the racism that's happening to the world and all this extra stuff that's happening, then, man, you ain't trying to be aware. It's no excuse no more. It's no excuse not to be conscious. It's no excuse not to know about these problems that's going on. It's no excuse. All the excuses out the window, man. It's been plenty of exposure, everything on Facebook. And damn it, everybody has a Facebook. So it's no reason. If you don't got a Facebook, you got a friend with a Facebook who knows what's going on with Facebook. So if you don't know what's going on, then you refuse to, and you refuse to stay blinded. There's no more excuses at this point. It's either you're going to get down or you're not going to get down. Period. We ain't got no more time for excuses, man. Excuses are just like assholes. You know, everybody got them. So it's no more time for excuses, period.
I agree 100%, man. You know, we just gotta man up. We gotta implement these solutions. You know, we understand the problem, but what about the solution?
Where take accountability. Real talk.
Ooh, I got one more thing to talk about the news, bro, before we move forward. And this is some interesting shit right here. Okay, 5,300 Wales employees are fired from opening up over 2 million false accounts.
Mm.
That's a wild shit right there. Now the bank playing funny money.
Yeah, man, I hate this bank system. And then on top of this bank system, they make you get an account, man, because I'm doing business online via PayPal. And I'm thinking, okay, I got me a little prepaid Walmart card. You know what I mean? They got the Green Dot Bank, you know? Like, I'm thinking I'm in there. They telling me they don't accept this. I got to get an actual bank. I'm like, really? I got to go fuck with the government to receive money for my goods, you know? So it's like, man, we got to really start opening up black credit unions, not banks. Fuck a bank. We need credit unions. We need unions of people who going to pull their money together for a greater good. Like, you know, like, we really need more of those. You know, shout out to all the black credit unions out there. And, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know there's some out there. You know, I mean, we got Liberty Bank, which is a black bank as well. But at the same time, we, you know what I mean, a lot of people don't know about these black banks either. And a lot of these black banks are still tied in with the government. At the end of the day, the Constitution wrote that the government and the banks are supposed to be separate anyway. But, you know, we're not separate because the central banking system owns all these things. So, you know, it's like we fight an uphill battle, you know what I mean, as far as all that. But, you know what I mean, you know, you got to be smart with it. You know, not to keep X amount of money in this bank. You know what I mean? You got to go around the system, man. You got to be smart in the system. This is chess, not checkers. So if you do get a bank, you know, just be smart with it. And, you know what I mean, don't rely all on that bank, on that one bank at least. You know what I mean? If you got to open up an account in somebody else's name and put your money in their account, because they do freeze accounts. They do garnish wages from accounts. They do a whole bunch of crooked stuff with these banks. Y'all seen that movie Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith? Soon as he sold the machine, the bank took it. Now this man on the street homeless. They don't care about you. They don't care about what you got to go through from day to day. They don't care that you are impoverished. They don't care about that. All they care about is that green. So we got to, you know what I mean, understand. Like I said, this is chess, not checkers.
That's true. And to add to that, I also feel as though, you know, everybody, you know, this is just my personal outlook on it. But a lot of people want to put their money into, you know, they trying to persuade all our people to put their money into a black-owned bank. See it like this. I mean, look at this, for example. This is an example of the foolery that can happen. You got employees within the Wells Fargo Bank. This is a well-known bank, well-established bank. 5,300 employees at this motherfucking bank said and really motherfucking opened up over 2 million false accounts. They fucking with the money of the people. They opening up false accounts with false numbers in them just so that they can hit their personal goals and compensation bonuses. So you mean to tell me if everybody was supposedly put all their money in this one goddamn bank, what the fuck we going to do if somebody hacked that shit and take all our fucking money? Then what the fuck you gonna do? Then you gonna
real
do stupid because, oh damn, I don't put all my money in that shit. But at the end of the day, I feel like we need to keep our own damn money. When I was growing, my folks kept their own fucking money. In the medieval times, motherfuckers had a revolver and a goddamn bag of gold. You feel me? And you ain't getting that shit unless I'm dead. If you work hard for that, I don't mean to say money is everything, because that's not what I'm saying, people. Don't take my word and twist it around against me. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. 1 second before you say it.
Yeah.
You need finances to build a nation. That's all I want to say. Go ahead, finish.
That's true. That's 100% true. But I don't feel comfortable putting my money in somebody else's hand. I'm a donate, period. Whether I'm going to give it to somebody or give it, you know, from my own hand. But I feel as though we should learn how to keep more better track of our own finances. I mean, each person need a loan individual, financial gain. I mean, I understand that the bank has certain things that they, certain potential ventures that they can do with your money, but you can do that yourself too. They can hold on your money, give it to you with interest. You're right. It sounds good, but look at what the fuck, it sounds good. But it's a lot of people who invest in things all the time and get ripped off. And this is real shit. You got to know self, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to keep our own money. Don't let the motherfuckers know how much money we got. Why the fuck we got to put all our money in this one bank and let the whole world know how much money we got as a people? Now they know where we at. let's keep fucking their head up. Let's keep our own money and let's put that shit up when it's needed. You know, other than that, hold your money, man. Like, hold your money because when you down, you can't spend it anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know what I mean? Four letters. IIBB in black businesses. Invest in them. You know what I mean? They're everywhere. You know what I mean? It's nothing but like, hey, come to them personally and invest your money into it because you know your money is safe right now. It's in the business and it's going to grow. Invest in black stock, man. Come on. Like, we got to start investing in our people. Not these brick and mortar companies. I'm not saying don't do it, but invest in these startup businesses. You see somebody with a table out there, invest in them. You don't think they're going to look out for you? You don't think they're going to cut you in on their profits? You know what I mean? You invest $500 to somebody to get some inventory. They invest that $500. You're going to get your money back and then some. You know what I mean? You got to mess with the right people. You know, you got to see where their heart is, but we got to invest into each other because that's really what it's about, saving and investing. You know what I mean? Saving, you're saving, so the money ain't growing. But when you invest, your money grows, and you create something called wealth. So we need to start investing in small businesses, small organizations, people that's actually helping our community.
That's true, bro. That's true 100%.
So, yeah, man, just understand that. You know what I mean? I was reading a book, and it says, you know what I mean, save what you don't spend, invest some of your savings. And that's the key to wealth. Save what you don't spend. So don't spend all your money. Save what you don't spend, and then invest some of what you save. So if you always follow that formula, you would never go broke because you know you got money put up. You know what I mean? Like for now, I know I got books right now on hand. You know what I mean? It might not be paper money, but it's a material object that can be transferred into money. All I have to do is put the sweat equity into producing that income. So just understand investments. Invest in yourself. Invest in other people who are doing something that you're unable to do. Invest. It's nothing to invest. Anybody's going to take an investment, and if they have a good heart and good spirit with your vibes, you'll be able to, you know what I mean, comprehend, invest in them. What's the point? You invest $100. What's $100? You spend that in a day, in hours. You know what I mean? Invest $100 in someone. Invest $100 in an organization or a business and see where it takes you. It's going to take you way further than you spending it at these white companies, spending it at Family Dollar. They got Family Dollars all over the hood. They don't got no Family Dollars in the suburbs, really. You know what I mean? Because black people, it's targeted to black people. Because black people look for deals. That store, I used to work at the Family Dollar. It comes out with like $10,000 a shift. A shift. So that's like $30,000 a day that we spend our black dollars into. We need to create that outlet. You know, we need to do a lot of more stuff with each other and really start relying on each other and depending on each other and investing in each other, supporting each other, helping each other, defending each other, protecting each other. That's what we got to focus on. That's the focus. And not these banks.
That's true.
But, all right, any more news?
What'd you say, bro?
I say, any more news?
Nah, I was about to, you know, we done talked their head off a little bit. You know,
man.
I know you're probably ready to get a couple little words and jibba jazz.
All right, is the guest caller in yet?
Okay. Hold
504.
What's the last four?
Tino Blaine King.
What's the last four? Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I text you. Let me look at my phone real quick. 1 second.
Yeah, we got to tighten up, though. You know.
1 second. Hold on.
Got to tighten up, though, world. Got to tighten up. Tighten up to the 100%. I need everybody, man. Me myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm 27 years old, and I still drink breast milk. So at the end of the day, you know, breast milk is good for you. I'm 27. I still drink breast milk, you know, out of the tip. And I'm strong. You hear me, though? I'm strong, man. I ain't playing no games with them. Nah, I'm bullshitting, y'all. I'm just talking shit. Talking shit, y'all over there about to hang up and shit. Oh, hell nah, this motherfucker tripping right here. This
all right, education. The last one was 4227.
Okay, that's what I thought it was, man. I just didn't want to hit the wrong person, too, you know. That's what I thought it was, though.
Tino.
Oh,
what's going on? You can hear me?
Woohoo, bro.
Woohoo, bro. I greet you with freedom and woohoo and power. What's going on?
Love. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, I could do that. I just want to say before I introduce myself, man, it was a real good substantive conversation. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm losing my voice. I'm trying to get it back. My name is Tino Blaine King. I actually founded an organization called the Kingdom of Kush. And I'm honored to be able to, share some information with you brothers.
All right, that's great. That's great. And, you know, look him up on Facebook, Tino, T-I-N-O, Blaine King. You're going to see the KK, Kush King's logo on his profile picture. That's how you know it's him. But, man, you know what I mean? I look up to this man, and he's doing a lot. He's doing a lot. When I say a lot, I emphasize the O in it, a lot of stuff in this community. And, you know what I mean, he's trying to build a nation. And, you know what I mean, he's perfect for this discussion we're about to have. Is what's holding us back, you know what I mean, in advancing as black people in a whole, what's holding us back. So, Tino, since you're the guest speaker, what we do, we let you start off the conversation and we just follow suit.
Okay. I can do that. I guess I was expecting a little question and answer, but that's cool. I have, as you guys were speaking, I was just thinking about some things that were pertaining to the topic. What's holding us back from advancing? I've been able to gain a lot of ground in this liberation movement by just being a stater of the obvious.
Okay.
Some things that a lot of people think just rarely go just mentioned or said. They thinking it, but they don't say it. So I found some position in being able to just state some obvious things. So I think if we're talking about what's holding us back from advancing, there's a couple of things that I jotted down here. We have to understand the dynamic of our struggle and the dynamics of why we don't advance and why we're getting held back. And two obvious things is that there is the separation of black people from white supremacists and others. Then within the group of black people, there is a separation that we have to acknowledge before we can even begin to fix the problem.
I agree.
That separation, for the purposes of this conversation, I would say that there is a group of us that are woke to the need for black liberation. And then there's another group of us that needs to be awakened.
That's true.
So sometimes when we address the black community, we address them in unison, but they're not comprehending the information the same. Because those who think that there's ever going to be a situation where this white supremacist system is going to bring any value to us as a people, I believe, are just not going to receive anything properly the way that we disseminate it as black liberators.
Yeah, that's true.
So having said that, when we address that, we also take into another consideration is that there are black people who do not believe that liberation is the way for us to go. There's some black people who think that we're just supposed to follow suit with the white folks, and that's the best plan forward. So we have to acknowledge that those people mean us more harm than white folks themselves.
Yeah.
So having said those three distinctions, another statement of the obvious, and then I like to go ahead and hear what you brothers have to say, is finally, one of the biggest, if not the biggest problem that we have in our liberation movement is that we don't have or present a unified, clear, and defined objective that we all agree that we should work towards.
Okay.
You know, in I guess in short, we would have to say, what really is our black agenda? And that would give us something to work towards that we can unify around. And that's something that I think is not clearly defined in the liberation community. What is our agenda?
That's true. That's true. That's true. Basically, I would feel as if our main objective would basically become to become an independent people, an independent nation. We need to get from within the government. I mean, I know it's kind of far-fetched, but that's what the whole movement of our ancestors and everything, I believe that, you know, that was their big picture for us, you know, was to learn how to gain our own independence out of this government. And even though a lot of people, I don't even know where to start, there's so much going on, how can, I can really put it into one big perspective.
Hey, am I in?
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
Basically, the government is really sucking our people dry. You know, it's sucking all people dry, not just us. No, this is what I believe. Now, we are the most who have the most effects of it, but can everybody who got feet on this land, because the way that the system is set up, you know, it's sucking the life force from the people. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the United States is actually the only government that actually sucks this much money and work for their people. You know, if I'm not mistaken, either all or most of the other countries, they don't put as much pressure on their people as America. They really don't, especially when it comes to taxes and things like that. Taxes are lower, a lot lower in most countries than in America. I understand we're in debt, but, you know, we're in debt because of some shit that they're doing, you know, but they take it out on us. It's basically like a motherfucker riding a, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like, you know, people riding a horse, you know what I'm saying? And you riding a horse, you whipping the shit out of that motherfucker. You don't give a fuck if that shit get a break. You don't care if not. You get what you want out of it to get where you need to go. I feel as though that's a perspective or metaphor used as a government. They're just whipping us. They whipping us, just getting what they want. They don't care how we end up.
You know, it's funny you said that horse too, because if you read Let's Make a Slave, it's alongside with the Willie Lynch letter. It says we're gonna tie the black people and a horse together, one and one. So it's crazy you said that, because that's what they're doing. They're treating us like horses, like tools, you know. And what they did was during the slave trade and during enslavement, they pretty much tied us to the horse and made mules. And mules are different colors and different pigmentation and different breeds of United descendants of Africa, you know. What they did was made people mix, light-skinned, to cause confusion, and so we don't know our true history and our true roots and where we came from, and that we are gods and goddesses, kings and queens, and even more, you know. So the main thing, is tying us to the horses and trying to get as much out of us as possible, until they don't need us no more. And we have reached the point in time that they don't need us no more. They have enough white citizens, disenfranchised white citizens, to take our spot, to work for these companies, to get this employment, to, get these houses, get approved for these loans. They have these whites already in position to take our position, which we once were. So, it's just time for us to come together as one and create our own new system that is transparent to this corrupt system that we live up under.
Right. I definitely agree with both of you saying. If I can inject something, I would say that we need, and I hate to continue, we always say we need to, we should, black people ought to. Let me say that. What we're doing is changing our focus, because we, as liberators and as black people, we expend a lot of energy on non-productive things.
That's true.
And I tend to think that's one of the things that keeps us from advancing, to stay in tune with the topic. We exert energies not leading to a specific and common goal. So what we do in the kingdom of Kush through the Kushite Cultural Center is we've directed our energy on building true black communities. And we're working on a specific community here in Louisiana where we want to bring in liberated-minded individuals and work on or spend energy on things that builds our community.
Okay.
Not necessarily complain or retaliate to problems that are brought upon us, as much as we spend most of our focus on creating the community that we desire, which looks like black-owned businesses, black culture, black families, everything that is conducive, black education, everything that is conducive of black advancement. And I think if we begin to present a model of that success, then all of these other movements around the country will begin to follow suit. And therefore will create a reality that is better than the existing one.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's I understand that 100%. So a lot of people living in fantasy. They want these things to happen, but like you said, they're not doing the constructive things and they spend time to get these things done. I agree with you 100%. You got to be about it. Just like bro say, he breathed this shit. You know, like, you got to be about this. You got to be about it. You know, if you really want to make an impact, you got to be about it.
That's another thing, too, man. I have the utmost respect and admiration for Brother Chris because the Black Power Ranger, because I've not seen many people his age with as much vigor and enthusiasm to get the job done.
That's true.
You know, anytime there's an initiative to actually produce a result, he's usually on the front line. So as I always do, I commend him and send out an abundance of respect and admiration for what he does.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated, God. And I definitely respect and admire you as well. You know what I mean? Like, and another thing on that note, like, we got to start showing more adulation towards our brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? Because if you ever read the Willie Lynch, you know that the three things that hold us back together as far as being unified and organized is envy, fear, and distrust. You know what I mean? Them three main factors are the main three factors that keep us separated as black people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people just envious of other people because they're doing things that they're not doing. Or, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people in the movement who talk about all the things that they have done or the people they know or who they're acquainted with. But, you know what I mean? Like Brother Chino always spoke to me, always preached to me, what are the results from what you've been doing? You've been doing this for 30 years. So what are your results for 30 years? What are your results? You know what I mean? If there's no results, then in reality, you haven't really been doing anything. You know what I mean? Not a lot, not enough.
Right. Yeah, I can't speak to anything more powerful than producing a result. If you can't produce a result, or if you're doing something that doesn't produce a result, whether that result be good or bad, if you don't produce a result, you can't gauge what your activity is benefiting you. So, and you know, if I can insert this idea in us advancing as black people, it's very important, it's almost critical, that we engage our people with a unbalanced sense of understanding or the attempt to understand it. Because everybody got different problems and they're in different places. So I tend to try to tell, especially the liberators and our leaders in liberation, we have to be understanding, because lack of black power is not our people's only problem, especially in this country where you guys preluded to a system that beats its people, its own people, like a horse, to get the most out of them that is possible, and then some. We have to understand that when we talk to our black people about black empowerment, black power, and these things, they already are coming to the table from a situation of being beat by a horse or like a horse just from being citizens in the country. So black is an additional problem that they have, which is probably great as, you know, as the initial problem. But I would say that we have to be understanding to find out where these people are so that we can bring them into the movement and make an ally out of them rather than an adversary. So we have to meet people where they are and give them the encouragement and empowerment to move towards black liberation.
That's true, King. We appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate you actually accepting the offer to come in and speak to the people.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the invitation. I thank you guys. And go ahead. You got a question from me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I apologize, King. I was asking you, can you tell everyone how they can get in contact with you?
Yes. The best way to get in contact with me right now is just to DM me through my Facebook account. That's Tino Blaine King. And DM me or post on the page, and I'll communicate with you that way. I use that as a filter because, you know, as our allies attempt to communicate with me, so does our adversaries. So I kind of filter all of that through Facebook. And then shortly after I can determine if you're with or against us, you'll get a personal message from me with a phone number or a more direct and personal way to get in touch with
you. Okay. Okay. For everybody listening, make sure you check him out.
It's a lot of valuable information, man. I'm telling you, this is my brother. Like, man, I look up to him to the utmost. He, you know what I mean? He's an open person. He's a caring person. You know what I mean? He's a very, very, one of the most understanding people I know. You know what I mean? As far as, you know what I mean, putting aside differences and taking care of what's really needed to be done, you know what I mean, race over everything, you know what I mean? That's one thing I know he believes, and he stands up for that. And when I say he a diehard general for this movement, he's a general because he's doing everything. You know what I mean? He passed the soldier stage. He passed the ranger stage. I believe he's a general, and I believe, you know what I mean, if we put the right chess pieces on this board, we can – really makes some stuff happen. So, man, definitely look him up if you really want to be liberated, if you're really down for this movement we're doing in the Woodmere, Harvey, Louisiana area. You know what I mean? We're really trying to get people from all over America, the globe, if we can, to come and populate this area and gain influence in this area and really build within this area. Because if we ain't together, there's only so much we can do. So if we can come together in a single area, we can do a lot. So I stand behind his movement 100%. You know what I mean? I treat it like it's my own because, you know what I mean, it's everything. It's everything we need. And, you know what I mean, a high grand salute to Tino because, brother, man, you're doing a lot, and you're an inspiration to me every day.
Peace and love. Peace and love, man. More power, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate that love. Appreciate that, everybody. Make sure you check him out. Appreciate you coming in, King. We're going to keep it moving to the line because the line's jumping like, hold on, it's jumping like some snakes, you feel me? So we're going to keep it moving.
Okay, I got a request. 501.
Yeah.
501 area code. I don't know the last four, but you know what I mean? It's last 501.
9155, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Khalil Campbell from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
What's up, Khalil,
okay,
brother? Yeah, I told you I'd get you in here.
Oh, man. Hey, you did that. I appreciate you.
Really.
I just wanted to contribute to the call when I saw that it was an interactive type of thing. And so, yeah, my name is Khalil Campbell. You know, I look forward to connecting with y'all further on Facebook. I really just wanted to commend y'all for what y'all are doing, and for the points that y'all made, which some of my favorites was addressing the economic issue. You know, cause like I think it was Tino who said that, you know, marching and all that is that's an expired strategy, and it's just not effective, you know, as far as getting things done. But I feel like if you're mad, like you said, don't get Dollar General $30,000 in your dollars.
Right.
But if you're not gonna go Dollar General, then there needs to be something else set up to support the people.
Right.
Just throw my two cents out there. I feel like our biggest struggle is our lack of financial consciousness. We have no clue how to, as a people, that is. We're not educated on how to build generational wealth. Like most of us, if not all of us on this call, started from zero, and then our parents started from zero, and then, you know, on and so forth. So it's easy to kill people in the streets when there's no economic repercussions. You know, we ain't got no trade routes to cut off if white folk act up, or, you know, you kill a whole bunch of Mexicans, you hear from Mexico. You kill a whole bunch of Arabs, you're gonna hear from the Middle East. You kill a whole bunch of Chinese, you hear from China. But you kill some blacks, there's no economic power to speak on our behalf. And
right.
I feel like, right, so you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you 100%.
Awesome. So I feel like if we can, we all are historically conscious. We're conscious about politics, we're conscious about science. But when it comes to money, man, it don't look like we too sharp on that end. And because of that, I feel like that's where our that's where our dependency lies. But that's pretty
that's
much
true.
All I wanted to say.
All right, Khalil, what's your contact information?
So you can contact me 501-773-9155. And what I do, I'm a financial strategist. I show people how to create short-term cash flow so that they can then start investing with me and become confident investors. So you can go to KhalilTheCashflowActivist.com.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to
have
to bring him back. We're trying to bring him back for another show, man, when we're talking about
the economy.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, man. We're going to have you in as a guest speaker, man. We know you got a lot to offer just from this short conversation. So be looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, man. Peace and love.
Peace and love, King. Yeah, that's true, though. You know, just to add on to what he was saying, that's true when he was speaking about economy, man. I mean, economy, and then especially when he was talking about protesting and marching. And I always say that shit ain't going to do nothing. I mean, like he said, it's expired. I mean, on a bigger scale of it, I see it as people going to march all damn day, you know. But when we go home, you know what I'm saying, bro, what are we going to do when we go home?
When we drive home, what are we going to do when the police pull over one of them demonstrators? Are we going to come to their rescue? Are we going to defend them? What happens when a black woman and a black child gets pulled over? Are we going to come to their rescue? Are we going to defend and protect them? Are we going to make sure that police is not acting unjust? Are we going to police the police? Because that's what we need to do. That's like you said, what are you going to do when you go home? What's up?
That's true. We gotta separate ourselves as much as we can. And I mean, on a big scale of okay, like protesting, we stand out there all day, boom. Then you go home, you turn your light on. Who you got to pay for the light bill? The government, basically. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You're over there passing your car going home after you leave the protest. Who that gas going to? The government.
Who's?
You know what I'm saying? You go to the grocery store when you leave because you're hungry. Who that going to? The government. So at the end of the day, they really laughing at us. They laughing at
us
because
they profiting off the protest.
Yeah, you still got to come back. You still got to come back. That's how they feel. You still reliable on them. Regardless, you could protest every day. You still going to have to eat. You still going to have to turn your heat on, your AC. You still going to have to, you know, just different things every day to day, man. I mean, it's bigger than that. We know we got to separate ourselves. Stop using the electric. Use your head. Now, people say, you know, this shit sound crazy. You know, I ain't even really thought of many solutions about this, but we're going to have another show about that. But stop using your electric. Stop paying the motherfuckers for electric. Use candles. And see how much money you save for your own being. Generate your own electric. Get you a generator.
Right.
Yeah, you got to get gas, but go find a black-owned gas station. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, you got to learn
around everything.
You know what I'm saying? This is what we all got to demonstrate, though. I ain't mean to hold the lines up. I just had to clarify.
Hold on, one second before you go back on the lines. One thing I want to say to compound what you said, this is chess, not checkers. So, you know what I mean? Checkers, you just jump chess. You got to think before you move that piece. Like he said, you don't want electricity. You don't need no TV. You don't need none of that. You know what I mean? It's called generators. It's called black-owned gas. It's called solutions. It's called going around a problem. But for the callers who ain't really prepared to say anything, I just wrote a little quick list on what's holding us back. So you can just go off this list if you know what I mean. You need help. All right. Number one, fear, envy, and distrust of each other. Number two, lack of group economics. Number three, no general unity. Number four, no community or no community control. Number five, obsessive and irresponsible spending, no saving, no investment. Number six, no knowledge of self. Number seven, false history. Number eight, greed. Number nine, no plan to follow. Number 10, no protection from alien forces. Number 11, no family structure, no father figures, broken homes. Number 12, violence, drugs, low morale, vices. Number 13, poverty. Number 14, self-discipline. No self-discipline. Number 15, another problem is religion, separation, class and gangs. Number 16, lack of black love. And number 17, no organization. So we can hit the lines after that.
That's true, man. So many things, man. This show going to be a long show. I 2 hour mark. Say it again, bro.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
And it's a sad thing because after the, after the 1.5 hour mark, all the callers that's locked in, that's it. So basically, y'all going to be getting exclusive knowledge. It's like if people don't call in before 3:30, whoever's stuck in this call right now will be the only people. If you leave, you will not be able to call back until next show, or basically until you hear what we talked about on YouTube. So make sure that you check out that YouTube. Do share that with your friends.
Yeah, please do.
All right, we're going to.
And all you gotta do on YouTube is Third Eye. Just type in Third Eye Radio, and you will see the flyer. And just click on the flyer, man. We need some love on YouTube too, man. We're trying to get this out to the masses. So you know what I mean? Help us. You know what I mean? Help us. Help you. Help us, you know, like we're really trying to help everybody. We're really trying to get this voice out. So, man, if you just show support, share it, go to YouTube and share it on regular Facebook, whatever, man. We just need that support. We need people to understand what we're doing. We need more listeners. So, I mean, we appreciate y'all, but, you know, if y'all can, just hit the share button. It's not that hard.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace
more power,
love. Man.
All right. Take it to the line, take it to the line, take it to the line.
Let's do it.
We need a theme song for him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, caller. Usually what we do is area code, last 4 digits of your number. When you come through, tell us how to get in contact with you. You know, if you would like to state your contact, if not, you can stay anonymous and tell us where you're calling from. So the first caller I'm going to bring through, the discussion is, what's the topic of the discussion, bro?
What's holding us back in advancing? What's holding black people back? What's holding us back, period? What's holding us back?
Tenfold. All right. Caller, first 3 digits, be 347-7129 is the last. And, don't be afraid, you know, just want to show his strength and numbers. If you don't have anything you want to speak about, you can still give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying? But you on the air now, caller.
Caller 347, area code.
Okay.
Caller, can you hear us? Caller, can you hear us?
It's all good. We're going to keep it moving. It's all good.
Keep it moving.
We got other people that want to hear. All right. We're going to keep it moving. Caller.
You got anything, you got anybody from the 309?
309. Nah.
Okay, go ahead. What about 618?
Nah.
Okay, all right, let's do random then.
All right. First three digits of the area code, 864. Last four digits is 7244. All out, you did?
Yeah, peace. Peace and love, Black Power, man. What's going on,
peace
fam?
And love, Black Power forever.
What's going on, fam?
Man, nothing much, man. You know, just living, breathing, speaking, sleeping, acting Black Power, man. I am Black Power all day.
Hey, that's the thing, man. That's the thing. And, shout out to everybody out there doing that work, man. You know, as the topic speaks to what's holding us as Black people back. And as I look at it, it has everything to do with identity. And then we have ego, you know, talking about others. Like us, we identify with red, black, and green. We identify with words like Black Power. We identify with things like proud, Black African. You know, we identify with these things, but a lot of times, you know, us as Black people here in America and even in the diaspora throughout the whole world, not a lot of times we identify with ourselves and what's important, or we don't identify with what Black Power is. There's so many Black people in America that look at Creflo Dollar and say, "Whoa, yeah, that's a Black man that's doing it." They look at they look at these other figures, Barack Obama. They say, "Well, okay," when you know, I think we should want more for ourselves and for our children than to just be pawns and
to be
little puppets for white, being pimp for white supremacy. And so many times here, even in 2016, you got so many Black people, right? Because 80% of our Black people still are in the church, not to stump on any African toes or anything on the line or any callers or anything. But, you know, the church has not really collectively brought us anywhere here in 2016. And we have invested a lot of our time into that institution. Shout out to everybody that's doing something within that. But we got to look at the things and hold those things accountable in our community, in our family, seeing what's going to work for us. We have to establish Black love back into our homes, for each other, for our ancestors, because when we don't love our yesterday, we can't love our today, nor can we love our tomorrow properly. So those are just how I was, you know, just some analysis that I was, providing.
Okay, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. All knowledge is greatly valued, man, as a people, you know, all aspects and opinions, King.
Absolutely,
appreciate
brother.
That. I feel the same way you do, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of other people that's listening that feel the same way also, King.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you standing up for the fight like that, man. A lot of people are afraid to, you know, even come on the line and speak their voice. You know, so it take a lot of courage. A lot of people come on the line. Some people don't say who they are. So it take a lot of courage to actually take a stand and acknowledge yourself as who you are, you know, and know that other people will add you. I'm pretty sure people on this show come all the time and people be adding them. They'll be listening to their voice and their agendas. That's what it's all about. It's all about letting other people know that you're not alone in the fight.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. And sometimes, you know, I think, basically, I guess all of us went back to the time of sports and where you might have been hearing and wanting to participate in certain sports talks, but then you didn't know who was who. So you had kind of had to kind of sit on the sideline, basically, until you had that, you know, till you were around and engaged in that conversation enough. And I think that's what it is. So even with good shows like the show, this show that you brothers got going on and, you know, other various shows, You know, it is good providing that think tank, providing that conversation, putting it back, making it available. So good work, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, King. Man, you know, y'all the ones who make it possible. We just trying to do something, but without everybody else, we can't do shit. You know what I mean, to be honest.
Yes, oh man, peace and love, man. We love you for calling, man. And what's your contact information? So anybody else want to contact you outside this show on Facebook or whatever? Can you get that to the audience?
My name is Iquanif, I Q A N I F Shai S H A I M Hotel I M H O T E P. Yeah. I'm with Taya, RBG, Repat Nation, Aunt Banu, and then Sue family. You know what I'm saying? So you can hit me up, hit us up. We got some products, good things in the making. You know, got the Black Power Awards coming up in November, you know, November the 12th. So, you know, hopefully to see everybody in living color in person at some of these events, man. So. Peace and love to you all and everybody that's doing that work, brother. Peace and love.
And before we go to the call line again, I want to say something else again. Something that, you know, it took me some time to understand this myself personally, and I know we all got different beliefs and understandings and things of that nature. So, you know, I really feel like it's a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit going on with us known as black people, and understanding that, you know, even though we say black power, we not really mean it black power, you know what I'm saying? We really mean it on some shit like, you know what I'm saying, we really got to stand together and stick up for one another, you know, who of the same complexion or similar complexion. But on the real level, it's like when we say black people, we have no descendants. It's like you're not really acknowledging your descendants. You're not acknowledging your inheritance by just stating that we color. When we say we black, we fighting for the black. I mean, we can fight for the color black all day, but we really fighting for individual people. So we need to know who we are, where we from, or whatever you believe. You may have your own understanding, you know. But basically, just to get to the point of what I'm saying is, basically, we have no identity. We have no identity. And this is why they treat us like animals and do whatever they want to do to us. Because according to the laws of the system that's abided by the Constitution, we don't mean shit. You feel me? In order to have rights, you must have a nationality. In order to really have rights, you must have a nationality. So at the end of the day, if we classifying ourselves as blacks and African Americans, we are not classifying our descendants, stating that. So we're not getting the inheritance of the level of respect. You feel me? So, you know, basically, you know, what I found out personally was that when I became a morph, when I proclaimed my nationality, I found my identity. And now it's a lot harder for motherfuckers to do anything to me because especially the law enforcement or the peer mediators or the police corporation, whatever you want to call those people, it's a lot harder for them to do anything to me because I have identity. And basically with that identity, I have rights that's named in their constitution because it ain't our constitution. And until we realize that the people, the indigenous people of this land were not intended to be included in the constitution, you will always be subject to the abuse. You're always going to be subject to it because who's standing with you? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's basically like acknowledgement universally, you know what I'm saying? But it's all crazy. It's all gravy and mashed potatoes. You got something you want to say, bro?
Nah, not really, man. Just take it to the calls. I'm good. I'm listening. All ears.
All right. We're going to take it to the lines again. This time I'm going to go way back. I'm going to see who's been on here listening. I'm going to see who's been on here listening the longest. And that's who I'm going to patch to because you deserve to get your voice heard. Okay.
Come on.
Area code 704, last four digits of your number is 8297. Caller, can you hear us?
Peace, family. I had it on mute, I'm sorry.
What's up, King? Peace and love.
Peace and love, y'all. Y'all having a great show today. Just my input on the dialogue would be the mental state of our people, man. You know, like the brother mentioned earlier about, you know, the church, for instance, you know, not a step on nobody's toes. You know, there's some people doing some good, but, you know, as you look around, there's not a whole lot of change through the generation. So, you know, we got to look for remedy for our people. And I really think, like I said, that the mindset, the mental state, the biggest defeat for our people, man. With that, I yield the floor.
That's true. I agree with you. Because, I mean, the mind is number one to me. You know, the mind and then the physical is second. But I agree with you 100%. So what do you think that we have to do to get into the minds of our people, King?
Oh, man, that's the million-dollar question.
Yes, you're right, man.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we tough, boy, I tell you. So, it's hard, man. I really don't have the answer, honestly, man. I don't have a clue. You know, like I said, being a business owner, man, I run into our people all the time. But to me, it just seems like they don't know what they want. And that's the biggest issue. They don't know what they want.
That's true. They don't know. They don't know what they want. I feel like they probably don't know what they want, man, because they don't know who they are. King.
That's
they don't
number
know
one.
On the favorite.
Yep, that's right. That's right, bro. But I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. I ain't going to hold the line up, bro.
Nah, you good, brother. Shoot, man. We just trying to give everybody a voice, man. You know, we do what we can, King. That's all.
Yeah, no problem, King, man. All love, man. Nakupenda salamu. I mean, Nakupenda means I love you in Swahili, and salamu means peace in Swahili. So, you know, just a couple of Swahili words for y'all, you know. Nakupenda, King.
Nakupenda.
All right.
Peace
and love.
Talking about. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, fam.
Peace and love, man. Hold on. Oh, man. I'm going to clip them off. I'm going to bring you back, man. I'm going to bring you back. Do you have anything that you want to say to the people in contact information? Can you tell us where you're from, King?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah, I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, man.
North Carolina.
Shout out to North Carolina, man.
Yeah,
I'm
Charlotte,
in North Carolina.
Queen,
right now.
Charlotte, the Queen City, man.
Okay, that's what's up. Much love from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all. And like I said again, man, thanks for taking the call, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for calling, man. Stay in tune.
I definitely will, man, every Sunday, bro.
All right, down.
Yeah, shout out to North Carolina, man. Sure, I'm in North Carolina right now. Shout out to North Carolina.
Yeah, I know.
Big ups right there. All right, next caller. Next call, we're going to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Y'all better be lucky I don't know how to sing. I'll be singing to y'all and shit.
Oh, man, if I know how to sing, I'd be famous.
Yeah, I was trying to tell them about the breast milk tip, man. I guess, you know, I don't know, but it's all good, you know. It's all good. I'm just trying to, you
right.
know, let everybody know. I'm 27, you know, strong as an ox. Straight breast milk, you know what I'm saying? All I drink.
Young
breast
black
milk.
Males over here. Young black males, 26, 27. So, you know, we doing it for our age range, man. Calling out all the ones who in our age range to step up, man. Come on now, we the new leaders. It's time to step up and, you know what I mean, follow suit. Take your position. Where you going to lead at? Let's do it. Black Power Nation, yep. Black Power Forever. UDA all day. Third Eye Gang. We in this.
All day. All day. You know what it is. Breast milk gang. Right now, I'm going to stop fucking with y'all. I just thought that was kind of funny, man. I was saying about that shit the other day. But
breast milk, right. You made my day. Well, I'm today,
I'm going to give you another chance, caller. Because I don't know if you called back or not, but I think I passed you through the first time. You ain't say too much or anything. So I'm going to pass you through again. You know what I'm saying? Caller, first 3347. The last 4 digits was 7129. Caller, can you hear us?
Caller, are you there? No. All right, man. They don't want to talk, man. We can't keep on putting them on the spot. They're like, hey, man.
It's all good, though. It's all good. We still love you. We still love you for listening. All right, I'm going to go to another caller now. Don't forget, I'm going to pass you in, say your name, how we can get in contact with you, or, you know, contact information, where you're from, and what we got to do to move forward as a people. First three digits is going to be 240. Last four digits of the number, 1241. Caller, can you hear us?
Hey, peace and love, God. How you doing, man? What's your name?
Hey, my name is Robert Fenwick. Robert Fenwick.
Oh, well, Robert Fenwick.
Yeah, yeah.
Any relation, Paul? Any relation, Paul?
Oh, hello. I'm just calling with the Association White Power.
Black Power Forever, all day.
Oh,
you already know it.
It's white power over here, sir. White power.
White power, man. We don't. I don't know white power.
Yeah,
we're
aware
of that. Black power, no power.
Without white, couldn't be black.
What do you think? The topic of discussion, sir. Thank you for calling in. Topic of discussion is how people do to advance and take this shit from your people, sir.
Okay, white power.
Okay.
Now we don't play that white power stuff, bro. Hey, it's black power or no power. We don't play that brown power, yellow power. It's black power or nothing over here. Period.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Just let you know,
anything
man. You know what I mean?
Put it in, sir. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, I can't stand you fucking this.
You said what?
Yo. Hey, what did he say? He said monkey nigga. What did he say, man? I don't know, man. That was some funny shit, bro. My damn
son. Oh, you had to cut him off?
Yeah, I had to cut him off and shit, man. My fault. My damn side was hurt, man.
Oh, no, it's cool, man. Shoot, we don't need him talking about some white power, man. Get fucked up over an airline. We all play that white power shit. Black power, no power. Remember that. Tell them Black Power Ranger told you that. Real shit. UDA all day. United Senators of Africa. We in here.
It's all good, bro. They ain't going to say that shit to our face, though, bro. That's what makes it so funny, man.
They ain't trying to use your last name.
Man, that's funny, man. I'm sorry, bro. That was some funny shit, though.
Nah, it was funny, man. It's cool.
The fuck
you know,
we don't
play that.
You're on the wrong damn show, man. You're on the wrong damn
white
show.
White power.
Boy, that motherfucker retarded, man. I'm sorry, y'all.
White power.
Sorry, y'all.
Come on, man. Come on the show and talk about some white power. You know, that's an ass whooping. Hey, you know we got trackers, too. We can track your location, so we're going to track your location. We're going to find you. We know the area code. It ain't too hard. Trust me. Nah, we ain't going to hurt you, man. We ain't going to hurt you, man.
Yeah, it's all love, man. He just mad if we making these moves, man. It's all love. It's all love. Anything else you want to say, bro? I'm going to take them back to the line, bro. Hopefully we won't have some Marios like that.
Yeah. One thing I want to say is black power or no power. Remember that, black power no power. If you ain't talking black power, we don't care about your power. We don't need your power. We don't want your power. It's black power or no power, period, point blank. I want you to put that on the airwaves real quick.
Live and direct. Live and direct, people. More power.
And that's
black
the black power ranger speaking.
All right, caller. Let's see what we got going on up here. All right. I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to bring somebody else in. First three digits is going to be 864. Did I call that number already, bro? 7244?
7244. Can you hear me?
What's the first three? What's the first three?
It was 864.
Yeah, you called it.
I did call it?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Hey,
well, we
let's get some
going.
Of the fresh callers. Go down the list. Go down the list. Let's get some of the fresh callers real quick.
You said get some of who, bro?
Some of the fresh callers. Somebody, like, close to the end.
Close to the end?
Yeah.
We ain't really got no end callers, bro. Everybody really been tuning in with us, man, the whole time. Thank God.
All right, well, go ahead. Get them in.
Oh, blessings. All right.
If we call you in twice, thanks for your invite. That's all it means. You know, you can come do another shout out where you can be remembered.
Yeah, it's all great. Sometimes I get beside myself on the switchboard. All right. I called that one. Excuse me, y'all. Did I call 678 last 44129?
Nah, bring that one in. Bring that one in.
678-4129.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on, Black Gang? Third Eye Gang?
What's up? Third Eye Gang, what? Gang, gang, man. Black Power Nation.
Hey.
You from
Black
Chicago?
Power, no
you from
power.
Chicago? Or you from Georgia?
From Georgia.
Georgia?
You know, this
Georgia, yeah,
on.
678.
Yeah, I heard y'all guys say y'all 27, 26, man. I'm born in 89, too.
Oh, see, that's what's up. Man,
this is a generation going to change things.
Yeah, it's us.
Right.
It's our time now.
Yeah, we definitely applying pressure, man. Everybody waking up by the dozen now. It's getting bigger and bigger now. What the government doing, I believe all these lies are going to play it out. People don't caught on to the hoax. They see the cameraman in the back. They just went on Ashley Cook to pop up and say we've been pumped. But you know what I mean? They waking up, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You know what I mean? We that generation, we grew up, we experienced life, and we woke up, you know what I mean, later in our 20s, like, damn, this shit real. You know what I mean? That's why we the most serious, because we didn't live this fucked up ass life. And we just now waking up like, damn, this shit real. Man, they're trying to get serious about this shit. Man, I can't allow my kids to live through this shit. So, man, that's that fire we got through our veins, man. Anybody 25 through 30, man, need to be feeling that fire. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Our melanin is being updated and upgraded as we speak. That's why the weather, the sun, don't got hotter than what it used to. We've been downloading and upgrading as we speak. So our thoughts are becoming clearer, the knowledge and everything, we'll be able to attain the knowledge better. We're able to, you know, remember our dreams more often. So it's like, shoot, this awakening is happening. It can't be stopped. Only thing these European, or I call them vampires, because that's all they do. They suck our melanin out, take our organs. They only can be in the sun for so long. So I call them vampires to me. But they time running out. All they're trying to do is slow down the process.
The sun's killing them. The sun is killing them.
Oh, the sun is killing them.
They're not natural on this planet.
They taking melatonin pills and it's having them have nightmares in their sleep, and some of them ain't even waking up. You white folk,
think about it.
Melatonin.
What is in sunscreen? They got something that gotta block the sun from touching their fucking skin. Think about
exactly.
that. They're
mm-hmm.
not natural on this planet. That's why they can't survive, because they was created by man. Not
that's
God.
Why they call mankind. We're humans.
Right.
Yeah, mankind for a reason.
Exactly. They're created by man. They're an android. They're just
a
primitive android.
Yeah, they say GMOs are beneficial more to white people than they are for us, because they modify. They've been made up in the lab, just like the European people. Us,
think about this.
Go ahead, bro.
Think about this, man. The white man has used everything, has done everything we have done, except create another human, create another species. You don't think they're working on? That's what the androids gonna come in, and these humans mixed with robots. You know what I mean? That's what the androids gonna come in at. That's just another. It's gonna be another created breed of humans, just like them. And what was this created breed? They were destructive. They was vile. They was barbaric. You know what I mean? They was heathens. They was every despicable name in the book, man. Because what they
Definitely.
Did to our people and other people and themselves, because they're going to kill each other. We ain't got to worry about them. That's the good part. We ain't got to worry about these white motherfuckers. They're going to kill each other off. Russia into it with us. We got the light races. We got fucking North Korea into it with us. Declaring war on us. Man, they going to kill each other off.
It's going like, to be like Vietnam. It's going to be like Vietnam.
Right.
These people going to come over here and say, look, black folk, this ain't y'all war. Oh, I'm going to let them go on right by. All
right,
thank y'all. Sure,
right,
keep moving.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me chill with y'all. Let me chill with y'all eating. What's up, man? What's good?
Yeah,
they going to kill each other. We just need to get our own and become safe. We need to go back to Africa. We need to unite with Ethiopia. We need to do these things in order to become safe and have some security. South America, Brazil got all them people, you know. They got more. They got 97 million black people in Brazil. 97 million black people in Brazil, and they call themselves Brazilians. We need to go out there. We need to preach this truth to them and let them know what it is. You know what I mean? You're going to get with the nation. Race over everything. Race over religion. Race over money. Race over sex. Race over all that shit. Like, man, we got to come through and run shit. For real. You know what I mean? Like, if you're chosen for this, man, step up. Do that. Especially if you're around my age range.
Absolutely.
Real niggas only. You know what I mean?
I ain't even trying to say niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Neek us. If you want to be technical with it.
Yep. King. Turn for king. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
King. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to call it. You know what you are. I know I'm a guy. I don't care what nobody call me. Motherfuckers call me soldier. I know I'm a ranger. I don't give a fuck what you call. I know what the fuck I am. I don't need no confirmation.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I had put something on Facebook about, you know, us speaking the English language, which is one of the lowest vibration there ever is. Because every other language has a vibration to it, except for English. That's why you got to be able to put it in etymology, where you can break the word down. If you had to break a word down, it means it has no kind of frequency or vibration with it. So us as melanin people, us as original people, we got to get back to our language and stuff. We got to be able to speak out to our ancestors. Because this English language, this shit is horrible.
Yeah, just learn Swahili, man.
It really ain't benefiting us. That's why when these Christians, black Christians, be speaking in tongues and church, I hope they don't think that's a white man thing. That's something our ancestors did back in the day. That's how we communicated with the universe to the divine. We didn't speak in English. We saw songs. We him. So it's like sound is energy. Everything is energy and it's vibration. But English, shoot, that language been manipulated and touched upon. So whenever you read an English word, you can always break it down. Just like universities, it's tied in with universe. It's one of the highest form of information you can get. So I'd be like, y'all ain't got to go to a university to get the kind of knowledge. You can go to the universe. We all cosmic. We from the universe. That's what melanin is. Melanin was made from the universe. So I tell people, yeah, we're the beast they talk about in the Bible, 666. Six protons, six electrons, and six neutrons. Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just tell people, yeah, we really do lack the knowledge that we need to ascend, to level up. But it's happening, though. These people question a lot. And I tell people, I don't want you to agree with me. All I want you to do is think. Because if I get you to think, then you'll start to translate stuff. You'll start to find the loopholes in the whole what's going on. So a lot of people, they starting to think. Because I tell them, I said, the mind is like a parachute. It won't work unless you open it. So you got to be open-minded. Cause all the information is coming there. It's out there. And we're in 2016. We're in 2016.